brought to you by Penguin.
This Changes Everything: Capitalism versus the Climate, by Naomi Klein, read by Ellen Archer.
We need to remember that the work of our time is bigger than climate change. We need to be setting our sights higher and deeper. What we're really talking about, if we're honest with ourselves, is transforming everything about the way we live on this planet. Rebecca Tarbotten, Executive Director of the Rainforest Action Network, 1973 to 2012. In my books, I've imagined people salting the Gulf Stream, damming the glaciers sliding off the Greenland ice cap, pumping ocean water into the dry basins of the Sahara and Asia to create salt seas, pumping melted ice from Antarctica north to provide fresh water, genetically engineering bacteria to sequester more carbon in the roots of trees, raising Florida 30 feet to get it back above water, and, hardest of all, comprehensively changing capitalism. Science fiction writer Kim Stanley Robinson, 2012. Introduction. One way or another, everything changes. Most projections of climate change presume that future changes, greenhouse gas emissions, temperature increases and effects such as sea level rise, will happen incrementally. A given amount of emission will lead to a given amount of temperature increase that will lead to a given amount of smooth incremental sea level rise. However, the geological record for the climate reflects instances where a relatively small change in one element of climate led to abrupt changes in the system as a whole. In other words, pushing global temperatures past certain thresholds could trigger abrupt, unpredictable, and potentially irreversible changes that have massively disruptive and large-scale impacts. At that point, even if we do not add any additional carbon dioxide to the atmosphere, potentially unstoppable processes are set in motion. We can think of this as sudden climate break and steering failure, where the problem and its consequences are no longer something we can control. Report by the American Association for the Advancement of Science, the world's largest general scientific society, 2014. I love that smell of the emissions. Sarah Palin, 2011. A voice came over the intercom. Would the passengers of Flight 3935, scheduled to depart Washington, D.C. for Charleston, South Carolina, kindly collect their carry-on luggage and get off the plane? They went down the stairs and gathered on the hot tarmac. There they saw something unusual. The wheels of the U.S. Airways jet had sunk into the black pavement as if it was wet cement. The wheels were lodged so deep, in fact, that the truck that came to tow the plane away couldn't pry it loose. The airline had hoped that without the added weight of the flight's 35 passengers, the aircraft would be light enough to pull. It wasn't. Someone posted a picture. Why is my flight canceled? Because DC is so damn hot that our plane sank 4 inches into the pavement. Eventually, a larger, more powerful vehicle was brought in to tow the plane, and this time, it worked. The plane finally took off, 3 hours behind schedule. A spokesperson for the airline blamed the incident on very unusual temperatures. The temperatures in the summer of 2012 were indeed unusually hot, as they were the year before and the year after. And it's no mystery why this has been happening. The profligate burning of fossil fuels, the very thing that U.S. Airways was bound and determined to do, despite the inconvenience presented by a melting tarmac. This irony, the fact that the burning of fossil fuels is so radically changing our climate that it is getting in the way of our capacity to burn fossil fuels, did not stop the passengers of Flight 3935 from re-embarking and continuing their journeys. Nor was climate change mentioned in any of the major news coverage of the incident. I am in no position to judge these passengers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?